This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Thursday, March 19th. I'm Jeff Bossert. The majority of our report will focus on the Illinois budget proposal unveiled by Governor Quinn yesterday. We'll hear some reaction from lawmakers and others. We'll also check your forecast for Champaign-Urbana, but first a look at today's news. Illinois Governor Pat Quinn has laid out his budget plan to get the state's finances on track, but lawmakers have yet to get on board, as Sean Crawford reports.
During his budget address, Quinn cautioned the General Assembly that the state won't be able to cut its way out of the financial crisis. He called such thinking mean-spirited and said it would lead to layoffs as well as to children and the elderly losing access to health care.
I don't believe the people of Illinois support a harsh and mean-spirited doomsday budget.
Governor Quinn says an historic budget deficit forced him to propose hikes in the income tax, vehicle registrations, cigarette purchases, and calls for employee furloughs and major changes in government pensions. But Palatine Republican Senator Matt Murphy says he doesn't buy Quinn's claims about further spending cuts.
They're not easy. It's not all fat and waste, and I'm not here to suggest it is. But you can either raise taxes that will put more people out of work, or you can balance the budget like everybody's having to do at home.
Lawmakers will debate the budget plan and likely make changes to it over the next couple of months. I'm Sean Crawford.
Governor Quinn's budget proposal is now in the hands of lawmakers and particularly legislative leaders. Amanda Vinicky has this story.
Regardless of the meat of Quinn's plan, legislators from both parties say there's a major positive, that with Quinn as governor instead of Rod Blagojevich, they're confident the process from here on out will be cooperative. House Speaker Mike Madigan, appearing on the public television show Illinois Lawmakers, described his working relationship with Quinn this way.
6,000% better than the last guy.
House Speaker Michael
Madigan. Who shall remain nameless.
Madigan says before the state can go ahead with an income tax hike, though, state government needs to prove to the public that it's cleaned up corruption. Another Democrat, Senate President John Collerton, seems more resigned to taxes going up.
I think with an $11 billion deficit, it's very likely that there would have to be an income tax increase. The question, though, is what the structure would be.
But Republican leaders, who as the minority party have less control, want more budget cuts before any tax increase. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
And we'll hear more from Amanda coming up in a few minutes. A member of the legislative majority says he sees good faith in Governor Quinn's budget proposal, but he would still like to see some changes. Democratic Senator Mike Frericks of Champaign acknowledges that many lawmakers and the public are questioning the size of the tax increases in the plan.
I think there are some of us who would like to see a little more details on about what cuts we have in state government first. I think there are like some more opportunities for some cuts out there. But I think an overall part of deficit reduction is going to be some combination of cuts to state services, to state government, as well as some revenue enhancement.
Frericks also says the proposed income tax hike was made fairer paired with a higher exemption for lower-income families. But he says it might stifle efforts from him and other downstate lawmakers to swap higher state taxes for lower local property taxes to fund education. Mahomet House Republican Chapin Rose, meanwhile, says Governor Quinn missed a unique opportunity to rein in spending, and he's compounded it with an income tax hike. He calls a proposed 50% increase in the income tax an assault on the middle class, and Rose says spiraling health care costs will ultimately bring Illinois back to the same fiscal crisis.
I guarantee you, because it's a mathematical certainty. When Medicaid costs go up 8 to 12% a year, and revenues go up 1 to 2%, or in the case of the last few years, have actually gone down, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that pretty soon you'll be out of money again.
Rose says the use of economic stimulus money for Medicaid and education is only serving as a short-term fix to a much greater problem. And he says taxing working families and skipping pension payments will only mean disaster for the state. Senate Minority Leader Christine Redonio says Governor Quinn still has room to tighten up the budget before asking voters to pay higher income taxes. Redonio fears that the higher business taxes would spur layoffs and put more people out of work. She says taxpayers shouldn't be asked to send more money to Springfield until every other possible cut has been made. The governor is pledging to build a third airport in Chicago's south suburbs. Quinn earned hearty applause when he told lawmakers during his budget address that the airport would be built, quote, as fast as humanly possible. Quinn says the proposed Will County Airport is part of a much-needed economic development effort around the state. Last year, state officials submitted updated plans to the Federal Aviation Administration for the airport, which reporters say will stimulate the local economy. U.S. Congressman Jesse Jackson, Jr., an airport backer, says he's encouraged by the Quinn's comments. It didn't take long for organizers of the first-ever Illinois Marathon to find the volunteers they needed. It will be held on the streets of Champaign, Urbana, and the U of I campus on Saturday, April 11th, the day before Easter. But local police said organizers needed to show by April 1st that they had 350 volunteers ready to help with traffic control. If they wanted to keep their special events permits, Marathon Volunteer Coordinator Mary Anderson says they issued the call for help on Monday, and the response came almost immediately.
Tuesday morning, it started to really hit strong. And by Tuesday night at 8 p.m., I was on the phone with Mark Knutson, who's the director at Casmar Events, who is bringing the marathon to Champaign-Urbana. And I was like, you know, we hit 350, which was our minimum number.
Anderson says they're grateful for the response, but they could still use even more volunteers, both for traffic control along the marathon route and for other activities on race day and the day before. She says nearly 8,000 runners have signed up for the Illinois Marathon and other related races, and they'll need a total of 2,000 volunteers. To volunteer to help on the Illinois Marathon, go to their website. It's illinoismarathon.com and click on the volunteer link. For the latest newscast online, go to will.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Foster. Governor Pat Quinn says Illinois government is reeling from an integrity crisis and a fiscal calamity. He outlined his vision for dealing with it in his budget address yesterday. It was Quinn's first major speech since he took over as the state's chief executive. The reaction has been mixed. Legislators say they appreciate Quinn's cooperative tone, but many do not agree with much of what he had to say. Amanda Vinicky has the highlights.
Quinn was greeted by a joint session of the Illinois House and Senate with cheers and a standing ovation. But at the start of his speech, Quinn acknowledged that it may not last long. He joked that he hoped lawmakers would still be clapping when he was finished, given the gravity of what he was going to talk about.
Our state is staggering today to pay a $11.5 billion deficit. We have a mountain of unpaid bills. The Illinois economy is also in crisis. Unemployment is rising. Our people are hurting. To be direct and honest, our state is facing its greatest crisis in modern times.
Thus was the start of Quinn's case for what he terms shared sacrifices. The sacrifice that would have the most widespread impact is a 50% increase in the state income tax. It's coupled with tax breaks that Quinn says will provide relief to lower income families. Some legislators, particularly some of Quinn's fellow Democrats, seemed resigned to the concept. But critics say the exemptions are so extensive that Illinois won't bring in enough money. Plus, Republican legislators like Senator Matt Murphy of Palatine say government needs to make more cuts before reaching into taxpayers' pockets.
You've got an either-or, and to me it's a very bold and distinct line. You can either raise taxes that will put more people out of work, and then of course they're not taxpayers, they are, you know, on the system, or you can balance the budget like everybody's having to do at home.
There are a host of other increases, too. A dollar increase in the tax on cigarettes, charging more for entry to the state fair and for parking at state parks, hitting up motorists with higher fees. Other savings would come from merging state agencies, across-the-board cuts to state grants outside of education or health care, and state employees would have to take furlough days and contribute more to their retirement and health care benefits. There's also closing a bunch of what Quinn terms business tax loopholes, but which the Illinois Chamber of Commerce's Todd Meisch says are tax incentives.
We certainly don't like that term loopholes because these are important incentives that were considered by the General Assembly and enacted as important incentives to support jobs. So instead of doing things that help employers cope with this economy, we've got them targeted for tax hikes. That's not going to create a single job for anyone.
Quinn is pushing for what he says will be a massive opportunity for jobs, a $26 billion statewide construction program. He also wants to fill a veteran's home in LaSalle, open a new home for veterans in Chicago, and build the long-debated third Chicago airport in Piatone. He promises it's a plan that balances the state's budget and that Illinois will stop being a deadbeat and start promptly paying back doctors, pharmacies, and other service providers. Quinn called on legislators to put aside bitterness and approve his proposal.
Today, I urge everyone to summon the courage and spirit of Abraham Lincoln. We have the mettle to make tough choices. Pass this budget. Let's begin a new era of reform, responsibility, and recovery.
Quinn briefly spoke to the political ordeal that put him in the position to set this ambitious agenda. The arrest of Rod Blagojevich on corruption charges that resulted in Blagojevich's removal from office. House Speaker Mike Madigan told the public TV show Illinois Lawmakers that it's a lot easier working with Quinn.
6,000% better than the last guy.
House Speaker Michael
Madigan. Who shall remain nameless.
It's a widespread sentiment at the Capitol, but Madigan stops short of endorsing Quinn's budget plan. Many legislators, unions, businesses, advocacy groups, and others say the proposal has major problems. They may be willing to cooperate with Quinn, but when it comes to tax increases, union contracts, and cutting government services, the spirit of reconciliation will only go so far. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
In the forecast today, sunny and cooler with a high around 52. Mostly clear tonight, the low around 28. Sunny skies Friday, the high around 52. Partly cloudy Friday night, the low around 32. Partly sunny Saturday, the high around 55. Mostly cloudy Saturday night through Sunday night, with lows around 42 degrees, the high around 55. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. For Thursday, March 19th, you can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, will.illinois.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.